where they rise in the blue of heaven's dome. Many years I have spent in that place of sweet content. Those mountains call me back to my Montana home.
Well, good evening, everyone from Western Montana. You're listening to Perception Management with Keith Rogers. Beautiful day here today, a little windy here, but that's okay. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. You might hold off on your calls if you can until I get a few of this stuff out here. I'm not feeling too hot tonight, but anyway. I'm talking tonight on my gifted brand new computer with dual monitors here. My wonderful listener to mine. Here makes it easy. I've titled tonight's show, The Pandemic That Keeps Giving. And you'll understand why. No one, including any government agency, has jurisdiction over the truth. We as Americans constantly hear about vote fraud, the dead voting, and whether or not one needs voter ID, which most people to secure the elections in this country agree with, to make sure that no one illegal can vote. As with this COVID-19, we also hear of IDs for vaccinations, the real ID. And I suppose that you could also say we've heard of the digital currency, the tracking of purchases, and so on. So get used to it. It's not only here, but it's coming more. However, with all the distractions of this COVID-19 and all, tonight's show isn't about that. It's about Venezuela. And a quote from an article from foreignpolicy.com titled, U.S. Military Wary of China's Foothold in Venezuela. There's a reason I preface this by vote fraud and everything. This four-star military officer who heads this Southern Command said, I think the biggest threat to democracy and the way of life around the world is the trend that we see in China, Fowler said. There are countless articles that describe the following as China is starting to export its authoritative surveillance tech and roll out of Venezuela's new smart ID cards known as the Fatherland cards. While here, we as Americans under our homeland security are to accept anything that this government rolls out as not being this authoritative. Pure hubris. I read from the article, as I do, I'll read from an article, and as I do, you are commanded to forget about what's being done here in America under DARPA and other programs, or should I say pogroms, that are doing the exact same. Listen close. This is what happened in Venezuela. China also has a major information technology footprint in the country. The Chinese telecommunications giant, ZTE, is creating a new ID card that can be used to monitor citizens' behavior, Fowler said. Using information on these cards, the government can trace a person's finances, medical history, and voting record. And then Reuters went on to report that last fall, China also has a major information technology footprint in the country there. The Chinese telecommunications giant was also using this for voter records, as well as personal finance, medical history. And what's weird about that is that you couldn't hack the Venezuelan election. Now we see where the United States gets mad with their Juan Guaido. There's a lot of weasel words in that article. I would suggest, if you want, read it, because boy, I tell you, talk about a two-faced statement when you read that. Also, unlike China, who's making deals with the Venezuelan government for commerce, it's far easier for America to spend a few $100 million to pay to overthrow a government, try to assassinate its leader, and then steal what you want. That's called bringing democracy and freedom. If you don't believe me, look at Syria, look at Iraq, look at your politicians and say, we'll take the oil, we'll take this, take that. should also remember that Venezuela was buying up all Latin American debt, freeing those from poverty of the IMF. And they did that through the sales of oil through Venezuela. And so what did the United States do? They slapped three administrations of U.S. sanctions on them. Oh, but don't forget, then there's those evil Russians too. Venezuelan authorities have offered Russian companies to take part in the gold exploration and gold mining in the country. Anyone listening knows of the gold stolen from Iraq, Libya, Ukraine, and the 40 tons of gold stolen from Syria. And now we see that UK has seized Venezuelan gold. Of course, we all know where this is going. The failing U.S. dollar is being outshadowed by the Chinese and the Russians. There are many videos to explain exactly what's going on here, but China's new digital yuan is going to be backed by gold. Russia will be soon to follow. You can do that by looking at the tons of gold that Russia and China are both buying. Whereas here, can't even audit the Federal Reserve. And yet they keep pumping out trillions and trillions of dollars. I should also add here, you know, if, especially here in America, when you look at a homeowner here and you read stories here about how some homeowner blew away two people or something like that, that had invaded their land, their property, their home, busted inside their door, whether their intent was rape or what like that, and they were shot and killed, or one was shot and the other one was left leaving, limping. Well, that's what happens when you invade other countries. And of course, we as Americans are always supposed to think of special ops, U.S. mercenaries, U.S. military, as being heroes, and they're illegally entering countries and trying to overthrow democratically elected governments.
Quite a different thing when you go down and talk to the people, go out and pick cotton with the people, talk to women who've been gang raped by men trained in Florida, and put your hands on the nubs of missing limbs of maimed children. Quite a different view than the one I had when I was sitting in my offices in Washington. The thing we're doing in Nicaragua today used to be called covert action. Not so covert really anymore, although it's still run by the CIA. It's a technique of destabilization. Let there be no doubt, this is not my semantics. That's what CI directors call it. The State Department's stated purpose is that we're hitting economic targets. Mr. Reagan says the purpose is to stress out the Sandinistas, to put pressure on them, to bring them to our will so they'll knock off their policies. What you're doing is you have a selected target government, and it's quite whimsical. We'll target somebody, attack them for a while, give up on it, go attack someone else. We attacked China for a bunch of years, and then in 1984, Mr. Reagan went there on a big showy trip to bolster his chances for re-election. What you set out to do to put pressure on this targeted government is methodically rip apart the social and economic fabric of the country, sort of the opposite of nation building. It's doing your best to destroy the nation so that when conditions get so bad, you can walk in and install the government of your choice, or at least force that government that's there to come to your terms. It's worked both ways. It's been done before by the United States.
All right, that's good enough of that. That was ex-CIA John Stockwell outlining how it was done in Nicaragua. And pay attention to that word, Nicaragua. But now in Venezuela, we have the same thing, the blowing up of power stuff, the massive sanctions, even during a massive COVID-19. All this is to put hardships on the government so that you can have known liars, cheaters, and thieves say this.
Today, I'm announcing that the United States is ready to provide more than $20 million in humanitarian assistance to the people of Venezuela. These funds are to help them cope with the severe food and medicine shortages and other dire impacts of their country's political and economic crisis. The United States is a friend of Venezuela and of the Venezuelan people. We've watched Venezuelans suffer for far too long. We know what they know, that the tyranny of the now defunct Maduro regime has for far too long, choked the country and its citizens. Yesterday, in solidarity with the Venezuelan people, and out of respect for Venezuelan democracy, the United States proudly recognized National Assembly President Juan Guaido as the interim president of Venezuela. The time for debate is done. The regime of former President Nicolas Maduro is illegitimate. His regime is morally bankrupt. It's economically incompetent, and it is profoundly corrupt. It is undemocratic to the core. I repeat, the regime of former President Nicolas Maduro is illegitimate.
Well, there's your Secretary of State Pompeo. Hot meat kettle. I have a video here coming up for you with Max Blumenthal where he's going to debunk this. It's 7 minutes, so I have to get into it here. But the reality is that Maduro administration, had they accepted aid from numerous countries, which they did, which the United Nations was also part of that, but the U.S. aid was a Trojan horse. It was a means of the U.S. military intervention, and we already know about how the U.S. was trying to sneak arms and stuff into that U.S. aid. It was the same premise they do over there in the Middle East. But instead, Russia had sent over 300 tons of medicine to Venezuela. Cuba and China were main countries that also sent 60 containers with 933 tons of medicine to Venezuela. But on top of what Pompeo said here, listen to what Max Kaiser said. Kenneth, please.
For coming out, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I observed around Caracas. And we will show you some of our video. You can see all of our work at thegrayzone.com. That's G-R-A-Y. Mm-hmm. And it's not a hair club for men. It's a news site. As a disclaimer, we took no government funding at any point in our reporting on Venezuela. And or in coming here, Nicole has sponsored our trip along with myself. I paid partly out of pocket to come here because it's so important for me to have this audience. I arrived in Caracas in early February with the expectation of witnessing at least some mild version of the dystopia that Western media has made out Venezuela to be. What I found instead was a society coping with an economic crisis, to be sure, brought on by speculation, hyperinflation, and a tightening U.S. economic blockade, but one that was coping nonetheless. I came from Washington, D.C., where I live in one of the city's most neglected, impoverished communities in Southeast Anacostia, whose residents are struggling to remain in their homes against rising rents and declining wages, and where I witnessed literally thousands of men and women sleeping in the streets every day just blocks from the White House. And, you know, coming from there, the situation around Caracas scarcely resembled a humanitarian crisis, at least as I understood it, especially after having worked so long inside and writing about the Gaza Strip, which is still under occupation and is the target of a project of Israeli apartheid. That's a real humanitarian crisis. It is a man-made humanitarian crisis. And speaking to my friend Tarek Lubani, who also works on Gaza, and hearing about the situation and having him tell me, well, it's slightly better. We now have 8 hours of electricity a day. That gives you a sense of the kind of double standards that we're operating from. Around Caracas, I witnessed scenes of community and humanity that were scarcely conveyed by Western media intent on demonizing Venezuela, which were generally enabled thanks to state intervention. I visited the Gran Misión Vivienda, a massive complex constructed according to Jane Jacobs' model of mixed-use urban development that was built on a military base that provides affordable housing to some 20,000 families. It was constructed under the watch of the late President Hugo Chavez, and it's at the heart of a largely successful government plan to provide free or affordable housing to 3 million families by this year. At Comuna Panal, a government housing collective which is home to some 3,500 families high above Caracas, I witnessed a performance of Afro-Venezuelan music at a school that provides free music instruction to young children. The opposition-controlled National Assembly has introduced the housing privatization law to unravel and destroy these achievements in housing. This law is rejected by 61% of Venezuelans, yet it is at the heart of self-declared interim president Juan Guaido's agenda. It represents a nightmare for the millions who gained homes under the Bolivarian Revolution. Each week, the municipal government of Caracas hosts open-air food markets around the city to provide affordable food and sanitary supplies to poor and working-class residents. And as you'll see in the video that we show after Anya's presentation, the markets sell a variety of state-subsidized food at well below market value. The markets are complemented by the food distribution program known as CLAP, which has been heavily criticized by the opposition and the Western media that embeds among it, which they call it an instrument of state control. Yet the program provides 1 to 2 weeks worth of food virtually for free, 12 cents a box, along with sanitary supplies. Erika Ferias, the mayor of Caracas, told us that the government plans to double its distribution of the CLAP boxes to twice a month. The opposition has placed the CLAP program in its crosshairs as well, as it has announced plans to sell off the country's state oil company, which makes such programs possible. In order to generate the narrative of a human...
You know, this is the same scenario we see going on here in the United States. This is more the shock doctrine that Naomi Klein had spoken about, where the U.S. in installing their far right-wing Nazis, like in Ukraine and such, that they destroy a society to drive them down into mass poverty, just like right now with the bailout of the banks and corporations, and the people are the last to feel anything, if anything. But, you know, we could talk about an article published on April 1st by the Cuban news agency Prensa Latina. The former president there, Lula da Silva, believes that the epicenter of the crisis confronting Brazil today is the right-wing extremist leader Jair Bolsonaro, who should be removed from power. Now, you'll notice that it says, or that, as Max mentioned, was the revolution. This is what is happening throughout Latin America and Central America, is that people are tired of empire. Everywhere you look, the extreme far rights are being replaced as people demand independence from empire. Oddly, just in July of last year, gold bars worth $30 million were taken from San Paulo Airport. The theft involved armed men disguised. Police inspected the vehicles that were left by the suspects that were involved in the heist. This sounds all too familiar. Is the U.S. and their cohorts looting country after country? Now, I can't prove that last one was the U.S., but kind of suspicious that they knew where the gold was. And we're right back here. Break's open, so 1-800-313-9443.
If you want a lover, I'll do anything you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management here with Keith Rogers here in beautiful Montana. You know, goddamn Nicolas Maduro. That's all I can tell you. One would also think that with the current pandemic news sweeping America, that the massive layoffs of nearly 50 million people, the Fed and its bailing out banks and corporations, the deaths associated with allegedly this COVID-19, the small businesses collapsing, the students demanding their college funds back, and the shortage of meat due to JBS US in Sao Paulo, Brazil, whom Trump bailed out three times as the world's largest exporter of meat, as well as those linked meat processing plants tied to JBS US in Sao Paulo, Brazil, where over 13,000 mass graves alone litter the ground there. I have a conspiracy page on that if you want to link to it. Then there's the milk that we see them calling, both now meat and milk being poured out, like a chapter out of the CIA's own personal handbook, all while claiming, of course, that restaurants are closed due to the form of military martial law lockdown and that there isn't anyone else in need of those products for survival as millions are now unemployed. Are people stupid? Then the last things on the minds of every U.S. politician would be the health and welfare of Americans, right? Wrong. Yet again, this country is actively engaged in yet another military coup down in Venezuela. You would think Americans would get tired of this stuff. You hate immigration? Where do you think it comes from?
As we turn now to, though, an incredible story unfolding in Venezuela, where President Nicolas Maduro announced Monday the government had detained two former U.S. Special Forces soldiers who took part in a failed coup attempt against him after 10 armed men landed in a boat near Caracas on Sunday. Venezuelan authorities killed 8 of the men, whom they described as mercenary terrorists. 2 men were captured. Speaking from his presidential palace, President Maduro showed U.S. passports for the 2 men identified as Aaron Berry and Luke Denman. A former Green Beret named Jordan Goudreau has acknowledged the men were working with him and says they attempted to detain Maduro. Maduro accused the U.S. of being behind the plot.
Mike Pompeo was betting on this attack and believed that this attack would end the revolution, end the constitution, overthrow the government, and kill me. God save us and protect us.
The former Green Beret, Jordan Goodreau, runs a Florida-based private security firm called Silver Corps USA. He told the Associated Press two Special Forces veterans he fought with in Iraq and Afghanistan were involved in the operation. Goodreau posted a video on Twitter Sunday in which he called the attack Operation Gideon.
At 1700 hours, a daring amphibious raid was launched from the border of Colombia deep into the heart of Caracas. Our men are continuing to fight right now. Our units have been activated in the south, west, and east of Venezuela. Commander Nieto is with me, is co-located, and Commander Cicada is on the ground now fighting.
Goodreau told the Associated Press the last time he communicated with the two Americans who were detained was when they were still offshore, running low on fuel. Goodreau's plan to oust Maduro reportedly began when he provided security at a concert organized by British billionaire Richard Branson in support of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido. The Associated Press reports Goodreau had a connection to Trump's longtime bodyguard, Keith Schiller, and Goodreau reportedly accompanied Schiller to a meeting with Guaido's representatives last May in Miami. President Trump has denied any involvement, any U.S. involvement. For more, we're going to Miguel Tinker Salas, professor at Pomona College in Claremont, California, author of The Enduring Legacy, Oil, Culture, and Society in Venezuela, as well as Venezuela, What Everyone Needs to Know. Welcome back to Democracy Now! Professor, can you explain what you understand took place? Was this an attempted coup against Venezuela, and at who exactly is direction?
It all appears to be an attempted coup. Events are unfolding in Venezuela. At the same time, it looks like a real bad Rambo movie or a really bad Venezuelan telenovela. The reality is that this involved disgruntled Venezuelan military, former police, deserters, political opponents of the Maduro government, and was training in Colombia, and somehow thought that by landing two boats, one in Macuto, right next to the major airport and port, and the other one in Chuao, in the state of Aragua, that they were somehow managed to get to Caracas and capture Maduro and install a new government. It is almost fictional. Unfortunately, it's operating in a very charged environment, one in which the U.S. is seeking regime change and one in which the opposition has adopted, in fact, support for military action as it did in 2019 with the support for a coup against Maduro. So it's operating in very troubled waters, and the consequences for Venezuela could be very dire going forward.
And Miguel Tinker Salas, there was a report out of Venezuela that there was a contract that surfaced, a $200 million contract that supposedly the opposition leader Juan Guaido signed with Mr. Goodreau in late October. Could you talk about that?
Sure. Goodreau actually presented the contract to Patricia Poleo, an opposition broadcaster in Florida. And she posted it and reported it on her website and invited Guaido and JJ Rendon, the person in charge of Maduro's publicity and a campaign, and other individuals to come forward and deny it. None have come forward to deny it. So this plot could long-term implicate not only the U.S. government, also the opposition in Venezuela, Guaido and others. It also allows them plausible deniability. I mean, what they want from this is to say, if it succeeded, we would take credit for it. They would be part of this transition government. And if it failed, well, we were not a part of it. We have plausible deniability, the same way that Trump has plausible deniability, or at least tries to claim plausible deniability. But I insist, it's the context in which Pompeo, Elliot Abrams, and the Trump White House have created that during the pandemic, seeking regime change.
That's good. You guys haven't caught on yet. I've been telling you over and over that everyone in power during the Iran-Contras is still in power. Donald Trump is included in that, the extorted funds of Wharton College, where he helped buy the ammo. The U.S. government knew about Venezuelan coup training camps. A DEA source revealed the agency told the Department of Homeland Security about guns being smuggled to jungle training bases by ex-Green Beret there. An informant placed a tip with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency in Colombia earlier this year about the former Green Beret. This Jordan Gordoro, news reports say that the informant told the DEA that he was allegedly involved in weapons smuggling. I mean, for God's sakes, if you guys can't read what's going on, I mean, you'll also remember that last week where I described the U.S. media talking about indicting Maduro as a narco kingpin and then saying that he was distributing machine guns. The U.S.'s guns are okay. Just like all those arms to Syria that I listed last week. You should also remember that NATO had placed their HQ in Colombia, which I guess now expands its role from the North Atlantic terror organization to also being now used as a Gulf Caribbean terror organization. God, you know, why don't you people wake up? For over 2 weeks ago, I highlighted the U.S. sending its naval armada down there, and NATO was sending theirs over to the Caribbean too, or Caribbean, however you want to pronounce that. Like Syria, once again, we see those trying to take out another government. And you, as Americans, wonder why this country has an immigration problem. This is of those of millions who fled to Russia after the West installed those Nazis in the Ukraine, or have repeatedly blown up country after country in the Middle East and Africa. Yes, please, play the victims. It was all illegal. It was all done by your tax dollars. I have a caller, Gregory in California. Good evening, Gregory. Gone. Well, snooze you lose. Okay. Anyway, this informant later passed on to the Department of Homeland Security more information. No formal investigation was opened, as the DEA did not know who this Guaido was at the time. They believed any weapons were destined for leftist rebels or criminal gangs in Colombia. That's like listening to a certain caller calls in here talking about the MS-13 gangs. For God's sakes, look up Israeli arms sales to El Salvador and Honduras. See how this works? They're driving cattle into more cattle to cause a massive stampede. The DEA has denied involvement in the coup in Venezuela's President Maduro there and claims that one of the men arrested was a DEA agent that Guaido had claimed responsibility for the failed attempt to overthrow Maduro, which resulted in the arrest of two U.S. citizens. Those numbers have changed to more arrests now. There's an article out of Daily Mail over there. I had this other video, but it wasn't playing there, but it was just a basic confession of the so-called hit squad. I watched Twitter last night, and I listened to people, or actually I read where people said they should hang the bastards. What would you do if they broke into your home? Would you play the victim? Anyway. Fred, I'll get to you in just a second here. What's funny about this, a good friend of mine, Carl, had posted this, but the captured U.S. mercenary mentioned this Jordan, who tracks back to the Silvercorp U.S., which is located there in Miami. They tried to track him down and stuff, and it came to an empty warehouse where no one was answering the phones and stuff like that, you know. He was later contacted there and wouldn't offer anything specific there because it sounds like the CIA's got a gag order on him now. But if you've been following Perception Management, you'll see that this is just a modern-day version of the Bay of Pigs. All ran out of Florida, as usual. And where you have those idiots like Marco Rubio sitting there, well, we pray for the people of Venezuela. Leave them alone. They wouldn't need prayers. Anyway, Fred in Michigan. Good evening, sir.
Well, yeah. You mentioned, you played the video of Max Blumenthal, right?
Yes.
Played an excerpt. He authored a book entitled Management of Savagery, The Management of Savagery. I have yet to read it, but last June I called the county library system, and they ordered it. Normally, it takes only 4 weeks, maybe six, to get it in. They didn't get it until the end of the year. This guy, Elliot Abrams, it tweaked my memory, so I looked up in the Synagogue of Satan, PNAC.
Yes.
And sure enough, 1998, they sent President Bill Clinton a letter on 26 January, signed by the very first one, Elliot Abrams. Richard Armitage, William J. Bennett.
Yes.
Jeffrey Bergner, John Bolton.
Yeah, Fred, people don't realize how deep this this deep state goes more deeper than Fred, this deep state is far deeper than just the Democratic Party.
Well, yeah, I mean, anybody who's playing that game, that left-right Hegelian dialectic paradigm mind game. In fact, mind games. Remember How Israel Rules, Barbarians Inside the Gates, by Brendan O'Connell. That was, 3 years ago, I think. Okay. The dude that's prominently featured in that video, How Israel Rules, Barbarians Inside the Gates, is a retired CIA intel analyst, Richard Thiem, author of Mind Games. And he goes through the history of these coup d'etats sponsored by Rothschild Bank of England, involving CIA Mossad. Whenever CIA is mentioned, you have to say CIA Mossad, because it's, you know what, the iron fist inside the velvet glove, you know. Oh, well, the velvet glove has to be Israel.
That's correct.
Chosen if people.
Fred, if you remember the photos that came out of Brazil when the coup first started down there, you had the Mossad walking down the street proudly displaying their Mossad T-shirts. I mean, this is all lock, stock, and barrel. They install these right-wing fascist governments to power, and, of course, that's when the killing fields start like that, because if you don't submit, and that's basically what they're doing here, too, and you start looking at who's all behind this COVID-19 and stuff, that they're also related. And as I've said, if you haven't watched Naomi Klein, who's a Jew, but watch her video, The Shock Doctrine, and see what they did to all these other countries and realize that this is what they're doing to America today.
Naomi Klein, you said, Shock Doctor?
Shock Doctrine.
Shock Doctrine, like shock and awe.
Yeah, it's an hour and 15 minutes long. It shows how the Thatchers used it, even I'm not sure if it was Gorbachev, if that's the right name there, but how they used it in Russia, and they thought that the U.S. was going to rescue Russia, and they didn't, and that's why Russia collapsed. But this was all part of this shock doctrine under this crony capitalism that they use. The corporations get the massive bailouts through this corporate socialism, and then the people have to live under capitalism, which is the massive wars and stuff to be able to produce products which are stolen from other countries. Anyway, yeah, Fred, I got another caller here, so I got more material, so I need to let you go, okay?
Yeah.
All right, my bestie there. You know, the total bill of that was $850 million, but that firm in Florida struck a deal for $213 million out of that. They also threatened to kill a RT reporter. I forget her name here. I got it listed here somewhere, but my pain level's really going up. But anyway, but you imagine what nearly $1 billion, $850 plus $213, what $1 billion would do to help the children out in this country, or buy glasses or dentures for the elderly or something like that. Can't have that. Got to sit there and destroy another country. Nearly 50 million jobless here in America. I mean, think, and what's your government doing? Anyway, John in Michigan, good evening, sir. Hope you're having a good night.
Hello. Oh, hello, Keith. Can you hear me?
Yes, bien. Muy bueno.
Yeah. Hey, so what do you think the percentage of the world's problems are? Is it 50% or 70% caused by that little piece of land called D.C.? What do you think it is?
Well, John, if you ask me personally, all I do is study CIA. That's all I do. I have so much stuff on my computers, it's pathetic. But when you look at what corporate America does, John Perkins kind of touched on it lightly there with the economic hitman. But this is to control. I mean, you. Let me back up one second. Like here in Montana, our growing season technically doesn't start for another 2.5 weeks or so. I planted my stuff early, hoping I can skirt the weather. But our northern hemisphere weather does not promote the growing season that we need, especially up here. Maybe down towards the south it does. Of course, you get all your weather and stuff related down there with the floods and whatever. But the United States and others need Central and Latin America for its growing season. And that's why I played that video here a while back when Jimmy Dore was talking with Tulsi Gabbard, where she highlighted the filth at all these Iowa cattle places and stuff. And then she turned to this meat place down there in Brazil, and that's where I got caught onto this conspiracy that I'm now on, which turned out to be JBS Meats, which is linked to Smith Foods, Tyson, and all this stuff, and all these plants closing down, the massive graves down in Brazil, that perhaps maybe, oh, and then also that JBS US had increased its export 600% over to China. And this was after the African swine flu, which shut down the exports from Africa, which now Africa is exporting their stuff to United States. So is it in fact all tainted meat? But anyway, you have a government here that to keep its stock market up. I mean, could you imagine a stock market that reports another, say, 12 million unemployed, and the stock market, instead of going down, goes up? And this is repeated over and over. And this is because you have greed. Just like Milton Friedman said, capitalism is greed. And they don't care how they make their buck. It's if it's destroying another country, to wipe out a government, to bring others into the so-called fold of slavedom. Just like the U.S. doesn't need China anymore. And you can hear this throughout your politicians. And, of course, why is that? Because they filled the American prisons. That's why. You don't have strikes and you don't have unions in prisons where a prisoner makes 22 cents an hour. You don't need that Chinese slave labor anymore.
Well, don't you think it's funny that they could just come up with these trillions of dollars and just patch holes wherever you want? You know, it's just ridiculous. You know, and speaking of that, I don't know if you happened to listen to Deanna Spingola on April 25th. It was the hours of 2 and 3. They had James and Joanne Moriarty on there, and they were talking about what the U.S. military did to Libya. They were firsthand witnesses. I don't know if you've seen that or heard that.
No, I heard her show, but I have videos of what they did over there, especially this one.
It's just terrible. Just listening to that just ripped me apart, man.
Yeah, I have one video there, John. I have one video of where they shoved a rod through this young boy's testicles, completely through his abdomen, up through his chest, and out his shoulder. And the doctors
were
trying to figure
out.
Yeah, and sodomizing people with a rifle and then blowing their guys' butts off and stuff, making them forcing the Gaddafi soldiers to cannibalize one another. I got all these videos. CIA standing right there with them, you know.
Yeah. Hey, but don't forget, our U.S. military are heroes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like this so-called thing with General Flynn, you know. You start looking up his war record and stuff like that. These guys are no heroes, just like Obama's no peace president. Trump is no peace president, you know. These guys are established. You remember Goldman Sachs said that Trump is worth more alive than dead.
Jeez. That's crazy.
Anyway, I got another caller here, so I got to move on, okay?
All right, thank you, Keith. Have a good evening.
All right, thanks for calling in, okay? Bruce in Texas, good evening, sir.
Yes, your volume is very low on my phone. Do you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound good over here.
Okay, well, I'll continue on that. Yeah, thanks for bringing up that attempted, quote-unquote, coup in Venezuela. You know, I'm former military myself, former recon marine, and after I did my 4 years, I went to the Army National Guard just to trying to keep active. And then the first Gulf War, I called back in that time into the Army. And during my service, there was a different vibe. And, you know, I associated with some special operations people. I knew a Navy SEAL that was a good friend of the family that was based close to me in Coronado, California. And 9/11 happened, and since 9/11, I don't know, I just detect a change in the overall conduct, mindset in the U.S. military, especially in special operations. It's become more like a thug type organization or an organized crime.
Yeah, it is, and that's... you're right. Remember this, Bruce. In 2018, under Trump, 57 Marines committed suicide, 22 special ops. In 2019, 122 Air Force, 13 Navy. And this, there's even a thing out there, I think it was on ABC News, where they're even talking about how the rising suicides in active duty. It's because these boys are catching on. All they are is, as you mentioned, thugs. Thugs for the corporations, you know. When you sit there and listen to a president say that we're going to take someone's oil, and you realize this isn't for your democracy, this isn't for your freedoms, it's to take, take, take. Just like when you listen to John Bolton talk about taking Venezuela's oil and talking about how U.S. corporations were going to manage it. What happens to those people with their socialized government, which is going to be changed over to democracy like this wonderful government we have here, you know? What's going to happen to those millions of Venezuelans, you know? They're going to start immigrating to get away from those right-wing fascist leaders they put in power. That, well, as the thing says here, whenever you you hear this, it's the U.S. is going to install a Western-friendly or an internationally-approved government, which means that if you're a people somewhere, you can't vote your own politicians in. It has to be approved by the United States.
Yeah. The Venezuela, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't there a government there that was pretty much handing everything over to the international oil concerns, and then they were overthrown? It's like Cuba.
You just touched another vibe there. What Venezuela was doing with nationalizing their oil, just like Libya was doing, which paid for the health care, the schooling, free land, and stuff like that, you know, you'll see that the United States is also now nationalizing all of its oil and stuff resources, except none of it's going to the people. See, and that's exactly the opposite. See?
No, it's basically just organized crime disguises politics.
Yeah.
Okay, good show there. I'll let you go and let you finish
up. All right. Yeah, my best to you. Thanks for calling in there, Bruce. I had another video to play here, but I don't think I'm going to have enough time to do it here. But I have plenty to read here. You know, this Florida-based private security firm, the Silvercourt, you know, when you look at what these guys will do, and again, if you listen, if we're able to listen to that video, you can find it on YouTube there, that these are the ones that think they're going down in to help the so-called democratic values of a certain country. And this is repeated in country after country. And Americans forget that the massive hardships are placed on countries through sanctions, which brings starvation, death, and again, as I mentioned, theft of oil, gold, and other resources. And then America is, of course, always playing the victim card, just like their Israeli counterparts. Then we have Pompeo, who said the U.S. will get back those paramilitaries sent there in Venezuela at all means, you know. I thought he didn't know anything about them. And then, of course, I'm not surprised, since Trump denied this was under his orders, as well as Pompeo. Then they did pull I'm surprised that they haven't pulled a Henry Kissinger like they did down in Angola, whereas Kissinger then claimed that America doesn't deal with terrorists. They let those paramilitary there suffer, and they were all executed, to which when you listen to their parents, and I have the videos, where they said, I didn't know my son was in Angola. They killed him, you know. Take one for the team. Also, you as Americans need to understand that this country doesn't own the entire planet. It thinks it does, you know. But people are going to resist, and in doing so, they'll send your sons home in a body bag to do so. If not Iran next, since the U.S. is in that area, I would remind you also, remember, the old Red Terror threat of a bygone Cold War era appears to still haunt Washington, leading Trump to lucratively claim that Nicaragua is a national security threat. Independence is a threat. I got a break here. I think. Yep, we'll be right back.
I'll try to say a little more. Love went on and on until it reached an open door.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
All my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call. All my dreams have been so aimless, and now I'm so tired of it all.
Welcome back to Perception Management. You're listening to Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. You know, as the listeners out there, I would encourage you all to find videos of Nicolas Maduro on YouTube and listen to what he says. It's no difference to listening to Gaddafi, where he says they will create a virus and then delay a cure for it. These guys aren't stupid at what's going on. I think back to the Chavez era. You know what? In fact, there are humor videos that are posted all over the internet there, Mexican, Latin American humor and stuff, but you should watch a few of those things. Across the walls of all those homes, all through Latin America and stuff, there are images of Chavez and Maduro plastered on the walls. They are icons to freedom and independence all over. Yes, as Chavez was, who fought the empire. Also, you as Americans need to understand, as I said, that the country, this one, does not own the entire planet, nor does its mafia, IMF, which finagles with the currency of other countries to drive the pesos down to make the dollar look stronger. And that way you have immigrants that will flee to America to be able to work for that dollar, to send it down home there to sponsor their family, because the dollar buys more. But just think of all that debt now owned by the U.S. government. What that could have done to build this country instead of blowing up other countries and killing their leaders. Also, many times the shock doctrine, as I mentioned, was also used on others. They are now using on us here in America. That's called karma. How does it feel right now to get the shaft? This is a tried and true method, and it has worked over and over, and that the way is to control people. Many people don't think about those that get killed in other lands. 1 million Iraqis, 300-some-odd thousand Syrians, 50,000 Libyans. But by God, a pandemic allegedly hits America and you get 60-some-odd thousand dead, allegedly, but they're finagling those numbers, remember? But it's an attack on America. A school gets blown up or shot up. But forget the 675 schools that were damaged in Iraq. Yeah, Americans always play the victim. For us, some soldier got his wee-wee blown off on it with an IED, who is illegally in a country and illegally occupying it, but he's the victim. I don't know what to tell most people there, because the fact is I believe in karma, and I believe that we're seeing this spike now in soldier suicides and stuff because of those people that are finally waking up. And sadly, that other video, Psychiatry in the Military, The Hidden Agenda, 98% of the all U.S. forces are on some type of a PTSD drug. This is to sedate them. Can't turn boys into killers and expect them to come home and just have a fun time. Anyway, that's the end of the show here. Up next is Robert Revolt there with Incendiary Radio. Please stay tuned for him. Thank Kenneth in the control room for helping me with videos there, and also Dave standing by there. All those in the chat room, and of course you, the listener here at RBN. If you can help support the network, please do so. And we'll catch you next week if they haven't killed us all by then. So, good evening from beautiful Western Montana, and see you next Sunday.
The best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.